the weather warning's been there for the last few days. It was tricky conditions. We had won the toss and went with the breeze. We had just done enough in the first half to see out the, you know, more or less the game, but Donegal come back early, got a goal nearly in the second half, and it was just a bit breaking momentum then. Every time Donegal scored, we were able to come back and score again. So, listen, it was tough conditions for both teams. I thought our fitness really showed today. The work we've done from the Ulster campaign to now, the boys have worked really hard. You know, you can ask anybody around Ombeg, they'll tell you that we're one of the hardest working teams that's here. So it showed there today.
Yeah, you were 113 to no score up at half time. Now Donegal did have the breeze coming in the second half, but what was your message to the boys at that stage? Because like, I suppose it looked like you had done enough, but I suppose you're never quite sure how things play out.
Well, that's it. You know, every team gets a patch that where they come back at you, and we had said that to the boys at half time. You're just going to have to weather the storm and keep working hard and work to the end. And there's no ball that's not worth fighting for.
Yeah, so you advance now to the All-Ireland final. It's going to be in a couple of weeks. It's going to be a good test, but it's going to be a big day for your lads.
Oh, hey, 100%, it'll be a big day. We won the All-Ireland Under-20 in 2023. You know, we're back in it again now in 2026. It's really exciting for Derry. As I've said there, Derry's a small community in hurling compared to the football. So we're looking forward to getting back into the final. I mean, any day you're in the final, it's a good day for Derry.